Unit 2, Babur and Humayun. Structure, objectives, introduction, early life of Babur, Babur and his conquests, Babur as a ruler, estimate of Babur, Humayun his early life, difficulties of Humayun, Humayun's effort to regain the throne, causes of Humayun's failure, estimate of Humayun. Let us sum up, check your progress. 2.0, objectives. In this unit, we will learn the circumstances leading to the establishment of the Mughal rule in India in 1526 AD. Also, we will study the early life of Babur, Babur as a ruler and his estimate. Further, after reading this unit, you will be able to learn about the early life, difficulties of Humayun and his efforts to regain the throne. After going through this unit, you should be able to know 1. The struggle of Babur to establish Mughal rule in India in 1526 AD. 2. How Babur was an administrator and empire builder. 3. Babur, a great scholar and man of literary taste. 4. Early career and ascension of Humayun. 5. Humayun's military campaigns, expulsion and restoration. 2.1, introduction. Mughal dynasty was founded by Babur in 1526 AD as a result of his victory over the last Lodi Sultan, Ibrahim Lodi, in the First Battle of Panipat in 1526. This victory enabled Babur to occupy Delhi and Agra. Then in 1527, Babur defeated Rana Sanga of Mewar at the Battle of Kanwa and thus broke Rajput resistance. Lastly, in 1528, Babur inflicted a second defeat on the Afghans in the Battle of Gogra and thus extended his rule over Bihar and Bengal. These three victories made Babur the emperor of northern India and enabled him to found the Mughal dynasty, which ruled in India from 1526 to 1858. The dynasty comprised 19 sovereigns, of whom the first six, namely Babur 1526 to 1530, Humayun 1530 to 1556 with a break from 1540 to 1555, Akbar 1556 to 1605, Jahangir 1605 to 1627, Shah Jahan 1627 and 1658, and Aurangzeb 1658 to 1707 are generally called the Great Mughals. Akbar bought the whole of North India as well as Khandesh and Berar in the Deccan under his rule. Process of extension was continued by the next three rulers until at last in the reign of Aurangzeb the Mughal Empire came to comprise the whole of India from the foot of Himalayas on the north to Cape Comorin on the south. 2.2, early life of Babur. Babur, the first Mughal emperor from 1526 to 1530 of Delhi, descended on his father's side from Timur, better known as Tamil Lane, and on his mother's side from Chinggis Khan, born in 1483. At the age of 11, he inherited from his father the small principality of Fargana. His early life was full of hardships, but he was ambitious and daring. Though he was soon dispossessed of Fargana, he succeeded in occupying Kabul in 1504, when he was just 21 years of age. Babur next made a futile attempt to conquer Samarkand, which was the capital of his ancestor Timur. He then turned his attention towards the conquest of India. From 1519 to 1524, Babur led as many as four expeditions against India and conquered territories up to Jalandhar in Punjab. These expeditions were nothing more than the frontier raids, because every time Babur turned his back, Indian territories reasserted their independence. In 1520, Babur, however, conquered Badakhshan, and in 1522, Kandahar also came under his sway. Thus fully prepared, Babur seriously thought of conquering India. 2.3, Babur and his conquests. Babur set out on his final invasion of India in November 1525. He was invited by Daulat Khan Lodi, Governor Punjab, and Alam Khan, an uncle of Ibrahim Lodi, the Sultan of Delhi, to invade India. As his hosts proved treacherous, Babur first of all had to deal with them. He defeated them and even took them as prisoners, thus fully realizing that he had to fight the Indian rulers single-handed. Babur marched towards Delhi. From 1526 to 1530 AD, he successfully fought four battles one after the other and laid the foundation of the Mughal dynasty in India. The First Battle of Panipat, 1526 AD. After taking a rest for some time, Babur marched towards Delhi at the head of about 12,000 brave, disciplined and well-trained soldiers. Ibrahim Lodi, the ruler of Delhi, was an inexperienced young man, gathered together a huge army of 1 lakh soldiers and came out of Delhi to give a fight to Babur. Both the armies met in the historic plain of Panipat on the 21st of April 1526. A fierce battle was fought between the two armies. Babur's artillery worked a havoc and Ustad Murad Ali and Mustafa poured death upon the disorderly Afghans. Ibrahim's army was utterly defeated, and within half a day, about 15,000 soldiers lay dead on the battlefield. Ibrahim was one of them. The first battle of Panipat proved to be one of the most decisive battles of India. It sounded the death knell of the Lodi dynasty and laid the foundation of the Mughal rule in India. The Battle of Panipat made Babur the ruler of Delhi but not the master of India. He had as yet to fight against the Rajput and Afghans who were still strong to oppose him. Battle of Kanwa, 1527. Babur's real work in the country began after Panipat. The defeat of Ibrahim Lodi was only a beginning. Babur had to face even more formidable enemies in India than Ibrahim Lodi before he could consolidate his position. The Afghans, though defeated, had not been completely crushed once and for all. They were rallying once again to drive Babur out of India. The Rajputs under the leadership of Rana Sangram Singh were making all preparations to make a successful bid for supremacy in India. At first, Babur encountered the opposition of Rajputs. They were commanded by Rana Singh. The Rajputs and the Mughals met in a decisive battle at Kanwa on 16th March 1527. The Rajputs fought with desperate valor, but Babur triumphed by a superior generalship and use of artillery. The defeat of Rajputs was complete. Rana Sangha escaped with the help of some of his followers. Following his victory at Kanwa, Babur attacked the fortress of Chanderi in 1528, which surrendered after a gallant opposition. Battle of Gogra, 1529. Having won a great victory at Kanwa, Babur now turned his attention towards the Afghan chief who had remained unconquered. He met the combined armies of the Afghans of Bihar and Gogra on 6th May 1529. Once again, Babur was victorious. Afghans were crushed and Babur's position in India was strengthened. It was the last battle of Babur in India. 2.4. Babur as a ruler. These three victories made Babur the master of a kingdom extending from Afghanistan to the Bengal border and from the foot of the Himalayas to Gwalior. Babur thus founded the Mughal Empire. The rest of his life was spent in organizing the administration of the provinces which formed his new kingdom. His system was purely feudal. He divided the territory into a large number of jagirs who were distributed among his officers. Those officers were responsible not only for the collection of land revenue on those jagirs, but were also in charge of civil administration of those areas. Much of this territory remained in the hands of the native landholders, whether they were Hindus or Muslims. As a ruler, Babur discharged his duties well. He tried to enhance the status of the ruler and believed in an all-powerful monarchy. He therefore assumed the title of Padesha. He believed in the divinity of the monarch. Babur restored the respect of the emperor to its rightful place from which it had fallen after that of Firoz Tughlaq in India. Babur was both respected and feared among his subjects, and that was the proof of his success as a king. Babur successfully maintained peace and order in his wide dominion, which extended from Badakhshan to Bihar. He believed it was his duty as a king to look after the welfare of his subjects. He provided safety to the honor and property of his subjects, kept roads safe from robbers. He ordered all his officers and local governors to protect his subjects from tyranny and supervise the administration and try to provide justice to all his subjects. He constructed many buildings at Agra, Fatehpur Sikri, Bayana and Dholpur and planted many gardens of fruits and flowers. Thus, as a ruler, Babur tried and succeeded in providing peace, security, patronage, justice and care to his subjects and therefore got their respect and affection in return. Babur nominated his son Humayun as his successor and died on 26 December 1530 AD. He was buried at Aram Bagh in Agra, but later on was removed and buried in Kabul at the place chosen by himself during his lifetime. 2.5. Estimate of Babur. Babur was undoubtedly a man of outstanding genius, a lover of fine arts, a born naturalist, and a keen and critical observer of men and things. He is one of the most interesting figures in the history of medieval India. He was not only a warrior, but a great scholar and poet. All his life he was struggling for glory and ultimately got the same. In his case, adversity was a blessing in disguise. He was an orthodox Sunni, but not a fanatic like Muhammad of Ghazni. As a soldier, Babur was fearless in battles. As a general, he was a great tactician with a keen eye to detect any mistake on the part of his opponents. He was one of the first military commanders in Asia to appreciate the value of artillery. Babur never lost courage or determination to rise. He learned from his defeats. He learned Tulguma warfare from the Uzbeks, ambuscade from the Mongols and Afghans, use of firearms and artillery from the Persians, and effective use of mobile cavalry from the Turks. Besides, he made a clever synthesis of all these tactics and systems of warfare. That made him a successful commander, and therefore he won every battle in India. The Mughal army became a well-organized, disciplined, and effective fighting force under him. As the ruler, Babur discharged his duties well. He tried to enhance the status of the ruler and believed in the all-powerful monarchy. He therefore assumed the title of Padesha. He believed in the divinity of the monarch. He constructed many buildings at Agra, Fatehpur Sikri, Bayana, Dholpur, and planted many gardens of fruits and flowers. In the history of the world, Babur occupies a significant place as a scholarly king. His writings, particularly his autobiography, ranks among the best writings of the world written by kings. Even if Babur would not have succeeded in establishing an empire in India, probably he would have been remembered by the people because of his scholarly writings, particularly his autobiography. 2.6. Humayun, his early life. After the death of Babur in 1530 AD, his eldest son Humayun succeeded him to the throne. He was born at Kabul on March 6, 1508 AD, and so at the time of his ascension to throne, he was hardly 23 years old. The name of his mother was Mohim Begum, who was probably a Shia. Young Humayun learnt Turkey, Arabic and Persian. As a prince, he acted as a governor of Badakhshan, Hisar, Firza and Sambal, and helped his father a lot during his campaign in India. We do not know much about the prince's early life, except the little information gleaned from Babur's autobiography. He was given education by the best tutors then available, and under their guidance he developed a taste for literature and versification. He also received training in horsemanship, sword fencing and archery, and became a skilled shot. The history of Humayun is a drama in four acts. The first act offers the story of the hectic 10 years from 1530 to 1540, during the period which he struggled hard to defend his dominion. The second stage of his career was the tragedy of exile from 1540 to 1545, when he had no place under the sun and sought his fortune in Sindh, Rajasthan and Persia. The third tells the story of the period of 1545 to 1554, when from his bases at Khandar at Kabul, he made preparations for the recovery of his dominion, and the fourth deals with the restoration during 1555 to 1556, when he recovered the throne of Delhi and a fragment of his kingdom. 2.7. Difficulties of Humayun. The throne inherited by Humayun was not a bed of roses. Babur had practically got no time to consolidate his position and authority. There was no law of primogeniture among Muslims. The result was that after the death of the king, there followed a war of succession. Every prince asserted his claim to the throne. All the three brothers of Humayun, Kamran, Aksari and Hindal, proved not only incapable but disloyal as well to their elder brother. When the Mughal Empire needed the cooperation of the brothers and thereby unity in the Mughal camp, the brothers of Humayun divided its resources by emphasizing on their selfish ends and ambitions. While Humayun needed help from his brothers, they either became indifferent towards him or raised the standard of revolt against him. Thus, each of his brothers created problems for Humayun at one time or the other. Babur had assigned large jagirs to his relatives and made them quite powerful and enhanced their ambitions. One of them, Mahidi Khawaja, aspired for the throne. After the death of Babur, another two relatives of Humayun, Muhammad Zaman Mirza, his brother-in-law, and Muhammad Sultan Mirza, his cousin, revolted against him and helped his enemies. He could not safely count the support of his relatives, his court and army. Babur had left him a legacy which was one of precarious nature. He had not left behind a consolidated and well-organized army. The Rajputs and Afghans were no doubt defeated, but they were not completely crushed. They were waiting for an opportunity to take revenge. Thus, the authority of Humayun was threatened on all sides. Humayun made a great mistake in dividing the empire among them. He struck at the very root of the integrity of the empire. The transfer of Punjab and Hisar Firoza deprived Humayun of the best recruiting ground for his army. His brothers in possession of these provinces proved to be a menace to his authority. Fortune, however, favoured him in his early years. He first attacked Kalinjar and left it after receiving some money from the ruling prince to deal with the Afghan menace. Then he attacked Chunar, helped by Sher Khan, but he abandoned this project without completing it. It gave an opportunity to Sher Khan to develop his resources and power. Humayun next marched against Bahadur Shah of Gujarat, who had become a menace to the security of his empire. Humayun, instead of defeating the enemy completely, returned to Agra to deal with the Afghans, who had become more powerful under the leadership of Sher Khan. After his return from Gujarat, Humayun marched against Sher Khan in 1537. He attacked the fortress of Chunar, which was under Sher Khan's control. He wasted 6 months in occupying it. Then he marched against Bengal and its capital Gohur without much resistance. In the Battle of Chausa, 1530, Humayun was defeated by Sher Khan. Humayun barely escaped with his life and returned to Agra with a broken heart. He made serious attempts to recover his lost fortune. Having collected an army of 40,000, he marched against Sher Shah once again. A fierce battle was fought between them in near Kannauj in 1540. Humayun was completely defeated and managed to escape with his life. Sher Shah gained a decisive victory. From that day onwards, Humayun became a homeless wanderer for the next 15 years. 2.8. Humayun's effort to regain the throne. The victorious Afghans soon occupied Delhi and Agra. Humayun, having lost the throne and empire in Hindustan, he became a homeless wanderer without habitation and support. his brothers not help him in this critical time, he went from one ruler to another, seeking shelter and support, but everyone turned him down. Having lost all his hopes in India, he went to Persia, where he was received with generosity, and the ruler of Persia promised him all help. With the help of the Persian army, he occupied Kabul, 1545, and retrieved his lost position. Then he waited for an opportunity to reconquer his empire in India. The death of Sher Shah and the misrule of his incompetent successors provided him an excellent opportunity to invade India in 1555. He defeated the Afghans in the Battle of Sirhind and occupied Delhi and Agra in 1555. Thus, he regained what he had lost 15 years ago by a favorable turn in his fortune. But it is sad to note that Humayun did not live long to enjoy the fruits of his hard-won victory. He died on 24th January 1556 due to an accidental fall from the staircase. 2.9. Causes of Humayun's failure. There were various causes which resulted in the failure of Humayun against Sher Shah. Babur no doubt defeated the various Indian powers, like those of Afghans and the Rajputs, but he could not completely crush them. In the east, various Afghan chiefs like Muhammad Lodi, brother of Ibrahim Lodi, and Nusrat Shah of Bengal and Sher Khan Suri were trying to recover their ancestral throne from the Mughals. The Rajputs had not been crushed. They had merely submitted before the storm, and now when the storm was over, they were trying to raise their heads again. In Gujarat and Malwa, Bahadur Shah had become very powerful and had become a formidable enemy. Thus, there was political instability in the country and the fate of Humayun hung in balance. The empire that Humayun had inherited from his father had no well-organized government, but it locked in any common bond of union. Babur, in fact, had done nothing towards the consolidation side. He introduced no administration reforms and carried out no work of public utility. It was very difficult for Humayun to keep such an empire under effective control. In order to please his army officials and the various begs and mirzas, Babur conferred on them big jagirs. The grant of jagirs created big jagirdars who did not like to be dictated by the new ruler. These jagirdars erected another problem for Humayun. In addition to other things, Humayun inherited an empty treasury from his father. Because of his lavish generosity, he squandered away the insure wealth that he had left a financial deficit for his son and consequently could not solve various problems due to his lack of strong finances. The army which Babur had left his son was defective in its organization. There was neither national nor a composite one. It was a mixed body of successful adventurers. It was composed of heterogeneous elements. Some of them were Uzbeks and Mughals, while others were Persians, Afghans, Chaugatis and Indians. Such a heterogeneous army was not so dependable on the other hand. It created various trouble for Humayun. Because of their mutual jealousies and quarrels, they undermined the position of the state and brought about destruction of their ruler. Another important cause of the failure of Humayun was the hostility of his brothers, for whom he had shown such great kindness. They did not help him when he was in trouble. This was particularly so on the occasion of the Battle of Chausa and Kannauj. However, this view is not accepted by Dr. Tripathi. He points out that the behavior of Kamran during the first 2 years of Humayun's rule was not at all hostile. As a matter of fact, he had been absolutely loyal to him. It was only after the Battle of Kannauj that Kamran lost all faith in his brother and decided to leave him so that he may save some of the Mughal Empire from passing into the hands of Sher Shah. 2.10 Estimate of Humayun. As a person, Humayun possessed many qualities of head and heart. He was well educated and cultured. He knew Turkey and Persian well. Besides, he was interested in the study of geography, mathematics, astronomy and Muslim theology. He was an obedient son, lovable husband, affectionate father and a good relative. He was extremely generous towards his nobles and soldiers and shared with them all his successes and failures. He was sweet in his behavior to everybody who came in his contact. He was deeply religious but was not bigot. Humayun was well built, tough and capable of hard labor. He was a courageous and capable soldier, prepared to face all odds in his life. He anticipated in all important battles of his life and risked his life many times. Thus, as an individual, the character of Humayun was praiseworthy and admirable. 2.11 Let us sum up. In this unit, we studied how Babur laid down the foundation of Mughal dynasty after the conquest of three decisive battles, namely the First Battle of Panipat in 1526, the Battle of Kanwa in 1527, and the Battle of Gogra in 1529. Further, we learned that how Babur was succeeded by his son Humayun in 1530. The throne of Delhi was not the bed of roses for Humayun, who faced difficulties to rule. Also, we studied in this unit the causes for the failure of Humayun and his efforts to regain the throne of Delhi. 2.12 Check your progress. Read the following statements and mark correct or wrong. 1. The Mughal dynasty was founded by Humayun. 2. The first battle of Panipat was fought in 1526 between Babur and Ibrahim Lodi. 3. The throne of Delhi was captured by Humayun in 1555 AD. 4. Humayun's relation to his brothers were cordial. Write 5 lines on the first battle of Panipat. Write 3 lines on Fort Chunar. Write a paragraph about Humayun's failure.